So this is very easy for the saints to grasp. All you have to do is just think about what happened in Genesis 3. And think about what the Apostle Paul said in the New Testament. The world, the flesh, the pride of life. The temptations are only, there's only three temptations. Everything can be categorized into those three. The world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so the world is unaware that they're lost and controlled by the devil. Eve wanted to eat of the fruit, be her own goddess, and then tell Adam what to do, Jezebel spirit. But the Jezebel spirit started before Eve. The devil's just trying to make copies of himself. The devil wouldn't even be, wouldn't even have a kingdom if there wasn't for the sin of mankind, the darkness. The king of Tyre is the king of the flesh. Tyre, tear. So the king of the flesh has to have servants, and that's the unsaved who are still in the flesh mind. And so if you think about what happened in Genesis 3, are Adam and Eve any different than the humans today, than our day today? No, it's the same battles, same struggles, same repeat, same stuff happening over and over and over. And you know it's true because Ecclesiastes, wisest man ever lived, says there's nothing new under the sun. And you don't even need the wisdom of Solomon necessarily to see it. All you have to do is look out and the seasons repeat, the days repeat, the grandparents, the parents, the children, the children's children, it all repeats. The politics repeat, everything repeats. There's nothing new. People struggle with the same issues, the same problems, the same insanity as they always have. Elijah and Jezebel still fighting today. Even that same spirit. Am I talking about reincarnation? No, I'm just talking about the same storyline. There's no new storyline. There's no new game. I had a manager tell me this one time. He said they have no new game. I don't know what he was talking about at the time, but that was like, oh, yeah, you're right. The Freemasons have no new game. The Jesuits have no new game. The devil has no new game. The New Age has no new game. The New Age is the same as it has always been. It's just using different words. They're saying the same thing that the devil said to Eve. There's no new game. The farmer plants the seed and he gets a harvest. So whatever seed you plant, you get a harvest, right? That's the game. And you know it's true because the Bible says you reap what you sow. So whatever seed you plant, you get a harvest. You reap what you sow. Seed time and harvest. The in-law problems, the outlaw problems, the in-laws are the outlaws usually most of the time. The family issues, the power dynamics, the he said, she said, the gossip, the backbiting, it never goes away. The only way you can escape it is not participate. And when they lie about you, you don't even need to defend yourself. It's all lies. If they want to believe a lie, it's on them. If they really wanted the truth, they'd call you on the phone and say, what's going on with this? But they won't. They won't call you on the phone because they want to believe it. They want to be a part of it. Even the Bible says if there's a matter in the church, go with two witnesses and talk to the person. But people don't want to talk to you because it's all lies. Either they probably made the lie up. Go knock on the just. Hey, email them, call them, knock on their door, say, here's what's being said. Is this true? No. It's not true. There's no proof. It's all lies. They will attack you, just like they attacked Jesus, just like they attacked the prophets. The Bible makes it clear in the book of Revelation that there's going to be retribution for all the prophets, the elect that they killed. People speaking the truth, there will be retribution or repay from God. They didn't resist, and they were cut their heads off. And in the tribulation period, they'll cut the saints' heads off if they don't take the mark of the beast, and they won't, because if they're saved, they're not going to take the mark of the beast. They'll try to put some kind of arm bracelet on you first, or some kind of headband or something like that. You know, I mean, who do you think, what do you think Meta's doing? Facebook, Meta, trying to get a headband. What do you think Elon's doing? He's trying to tie into your brain. There are all these big corporations, they're actually revealing that they are trying to put you in the mark of the beast. Scrolling the phone, being addicted to your phone. Being addicted to the news. The scarcity lie, the fear factor. Being addicted to podcasts, being addicted to anything down here. And so, all that to say, if everything is happening now that happened in Genesis, then it's the same thing happening yesterday, and it's the same thing happening tomorrow. So there's nothing new, and it's all a repeat. And so why is it hard to comprehend that every day is the same? And if every day is the same, you can see the future in the now. You can see the future by the past. You can see the future in the now. You know, I've heard some people say you can see the future in the past, and they didn't really explain why. But I'm telling you why. Every day's the same. The reason you can see the future from the past, whether it's news, nations, politics, stock market, job, anything, narcissist, the reason you can see the future in the past is because you can see it in the now, because it's all happening right now. Every day's the same. Every day, everything is deja vu. You put your shoes on yesterday, and oh, I got to put my shoes on again today. I remember, I saw that before. Yeah, you saw it before, because it's happened a million, trillion times in other people's worlds, or your worlds, or whatever. Everybody has the same experiences, to be honest with you. Even the rich, what do? They go to sleep, they get up, put their clothes on. They're just like you. They just have a lot of money. They have to work to maintain that, keep that money, don't they? You don't have to work one way or the other. You gonna work to make money, or you gonna work to keep your money? Why does Warren Buffett go to work every day? Because he's trying to maintain.